The Science of Darkness, Catherine O'Dell, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. The Dark. What does dark mean? Jenny told her roommate Isabel, "Turn on the light. It's dark in here." Isabel said, "Why? I like the dark. I like to sit and think in a dark room." "Okay, but we're not living in the dark ages," Jenny said, "so turn on the TV." "No, I think people use too much electricity," Isabel said. "You don't have to be in a dark mood about it," Jenny answered. "I'm not," Isabel said. "I'm just worried. Are you in the dark about what's going on in the world? We use too much energy. It's terrible."
"I think you worry too much. You have dark circles under your eyes."
"Well, I think it's important," Isabel said. "I guess you're right. But actually, I'm afraid of the dark," Jenny said.
"Afraid of the dark?" Isabel was surprised. "Come on, come outside with me."
It was a pitch-dark night. The girls couldn't see in front of them. Finally, they got to the middle of the backyard. "Look up," Isabel said. The sky was completely black, except for some stars. "Isn't it amazing?"
"Well, yes, it is kind of beautiful," Jenny said.
The word dark is used in many ways in English. It can describe something that doesn't have light. It can mean something is bad or evil. But what is darkness? Chapter 2. Dark Matters. What is in the night sky? Have you ever looked at the sky and thought about darkness? Is it nothing? Or is there something in the dark? Cosmologists try to answer questions about things in space. They even study the darkness in space. They say the universe is about 5% normal matter, things we can see, like Earth and other planets, and the sun and other stars. But about 70% of the universe is something called dark energy. Cosmologists are still studying what dark energy is. They have more questions than answers. Cosmologists think this dark energy fills space and shows that the universe is expanding. There is more dark energy in the universe now than there was before. If about 70% of the universe is dark energy and about 5% is normal matter, what is the rest of the universe made of? Cosmologists say the other 25% of the universe is dark matter. Dark matter has some weight. It's heavy, so we know it's there. But it's invisible. We can't see it. It is very hard to study something that you can't see. One possible kind of dark matter is a brown dwarf. A brown dwarf is too big to be a planet and too small to be a star. Brown dwarfs are colder than stars, and they don't give off light that people can see. Cosmologists found them by using a telescope that finds heat. They found the first brown dwarf in 1995. Cosmologists do know a lot about one kind of dark matter, black holes. In 1783, English writer and astronomer John Michell guessed that there were black holes. He called them invisible stars. But cosmologists didn't find any black holes until 1971, almost 200 years later. Since then, they've found many black holes in space. It's very dark in a black hole. There's a lot of gravity there, too. There is so much gravity in a black hole that nothing can get out, not even light. This is why we can't see them. Cosmologists find black holes by looking at things around them. For example, stars and gases near a black hole move very fast. Black holes can be very big or very small. Cosmologists believe the biggest black hole is as big as 10 billion of our suns. They think there is a large black hole at the center of every galaxy. The black hole at the center of Earth's galaxy is called Sagittarius A. Cosmologists believe some black holes are as old as the universe. They think others are made when a large star dies. Our sun is a star, but when it dies, it won't become a black hole. It is not big enough. Things in space can fall into a black hole, and when they do, they can never get out. But don't worry, Earth will never fall into a black hole because there is not one close enough. Chapter 3. Darkness on Earth. When is it dark on Earth? Darkness isn't only in the night sky. There is also darkness on Earth,
Usually it's light in the day and dark at night. But sometimes it can be dark during the day. This happens when there is a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is when the moon passes between Earth and the sun. The moon's shadow falls on Earth when the moon passes in front of the sun. Sunlight is blocked out, so for a short time, it is dark on Earth during the day. Sometimes only part of the sun is blocked out. Other times, the sun is completely blocked out. This is called a total eclipse of the sun. Solar eclipses happen about 2 times a year. They are seen in different parts of the world at different times as the Earth turns. They last for a few minutes in each place. In 1973, people standing in one place could see a solar eclipse for 7 minutes and 3 seconds. However, scientists could see the eclipse for 74 minutes by following its path on a plane. It is dangerous to look at a solar eclipse. Because it is dark, the pupils of the eyes get very big to let in more light. When the eclipse ends suddenly, the pupils don't have time to get smaller. Too much light can get into the eye. People need to wear special glasses when they look at a solar eclipse. Chapter 4. Living in Darkness. What animals live in the dark? Some places on Earth are dark 24 hours a day. Some parts of deep caves don't get any light at all. When people explore the darkest parts of these caves, they wear lights on their heads and carry lights to see. However, there are some animals that are happy to live inside caves. Bats prefer the dark. Most bats sleep in caves during the day, and they don't leave them until it is dark outside. Oil birds also sleep in caves. They live in many parts of South America. They make their nests on rocks deep inside caves. Like bats, oil birds also leave the caves at night. Both animals can live without very much light. Other animals live in caves all of the time, and they don't need any light to live. Some of these animals are different kinds of spiders and fish. The blind cave fish lives in water in caves. This fish doesn't have any eyes. It is born with eyes, but after 3 months, skin covers the eyes. The fish doesn't need to see because there is no light in the cave. Hair all over its body helps it find its way around. Kauai cave wolf spiders live in caves in Hawaii. They are about 2.5 centimeters long, and they look like normal spiders, but they don't have any eyes. They find their way around by using their noses. The cave spider can smell things it wants to eat. Many animals, like bats and oil birds, are nocturnal. This means they sleep during the day when it's light and wake up at night when it's dark to find food. Nocturnal animals and animals that live in caves all of the time have different ways to see. While the Kauai spider sees by using its nose to smell, bats see by using their ears. This is called echolocation. Sound helps them know where things are. Other animals have special eyes, so they can see well in the dark. Owls are nocturnal. They see well in the dark because their pupils are very large. They let in more light than the pupils of other animals. Another dark place on Earth is deep in the ocean. Sunlight can go up to 1,000 meters through water. The top of the ocean is very bright. Between 200 meters and 1,000 meters, there is only a little light. It is like the light we see on Earth in the evening. Below 1,000 meters, the ocean is completely dark. Without light from the sun, it is also very cold deep in the ocean. Many ocean animals can live in these dark and cold waters. One of these animals is the anglerfish. The females have a thin rod that makes its own light. Other fish come close to the lighted rod, and the anglerfish eats them. The males do not have this light. They stay near the females to survive. Chapter 5. Dark Days and Light Nights. What happens when it's often dark? What happens when it's not dark enough? Many animals have adapted to the dark, but people don't adapt as easily. In many places, it is dark earlier at night for parts of the year. For example, in Michigan in the United States, it gets dark at about 10 p.m. in summer and at 5 p.m. in winter. In other places, this difference is much greater. For example, in parts of Alaska, it is light 24 hours a day in the summer, and it is dark 24 hours a day in the winter. Some people have a hard time with so many hours of darkness. They have a sickness called seasonal affective disorder, SAD. People with SAD do not have much energy. They often feel sad or in a bad mood and don't want to do much. SAD affects many millions of people in the world. It is more usual in northern countries like Canada or Finland. One reason that people get SAD may be because of melatonin. Melatonin is something the body makes to help people and animals sleep. Animals like bears that sleep all winter have a lot of melatonin in their bodies. People's bodies make more melatonin at night than they do during the day. Doctors think that people with SAD do not have the right balance of melatonin in their bodies during the day and night. Perhaps this is what makes them feel tired. One way to help people with SAD is to use bright lights in homes during the darker parts of the year. Other people don't get enough darkness. Scientists say our bodies are made to sleep when it is dark. Before the invention of electricity, people went to bed early because it was too dark to do many things. But today, we live in a world where we can get light any time of the day or night. Stores are open late. Streetlights brighten city streets. We have bright lights in our homes. We watch TV late at night. But people who do not get enough darkness often do not sleep well. They can become sick and feel stressed. The International Dark Sky Association, IDA, is a group trying to keep it dark at night. The group started in 1988, and it teaches people why darkness is important. IDA says we should switch off lights at night to save energy and money, over $2 billion just in the United States. IDA helps businesses and cities and towns find ways to use less electric light at night. Not having enough darkness is bad for animals, too. For example, bright lights on beaches confuse sea turtles. Sometimes they won't lay eggs if it is not dark. The baby turtles also get confused. They use the light of the moon to find the ocean. So they may walk to lighted roads instead of to the ocean. Chapter 6: The Dark Side. What is a dark side? In some places, people think of darkness as evil. In books, movies, television shows, and video games, the bad character often dresses in black. Cruella de Vil in 101 Dalmatians wears a black dress and half of her hair is black. In Western movies, which started in the USA in the early 1900s, bad cowboys often wore black hats. In The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West is dressed all in black. The most famous example is Darth Vader from the Star Wars movies. He wears only black, and he says he is from the dark side, meaning he is bad. Characters in movies are often all good or all bad. This is not usually true of people. Some say that people have a dark side. This means that people who can be good also have something inside of them that makes them do bad things. Robert Louis Stevenson explored this idea in his book, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll is a doctor who wants to separate his good and bad sides to find out more about good and evil. He makes a special drink. When he drinks it, he turns into Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde is only evil, and he kills people. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is still popular today. Perhaps this is because people are interested in the dark side and understanding what makes a person do bad things. Chapter 7. What do you think? Do people really have a dark side? David hunts turtles, and he sells them to a restaurant. The people in the restaurant do not take good care of the turtles. David doesn't know it, but the turtles suffer for days before they are killed for food. Now there are fewer turtles where David lives, and one day they might be completely gone from Earth. There are over 200 different kinds of turtles that are in danger in the world. Many people say David must have a dark side to kill turtles. They say he must know that it's a bad thing to do. But David doesn't think he has a dark side. Maybe it's wrong to hurt turtles, but he is just trying to help his family survive. There are not many jobs where David lives. He used to be a fisherman, and he didn't make enough money to pay for his house, food, and clothes for his children. He makes a lot more money hunting and selling turtles. 1. Do you think David has a dark side? Does he have good reasons for why he hunts turtles? Why or why not? 2. Do you think all people have a dark side? Do you think that some things are always wrong?